she's evil temptress that you can't resist. She takes all your money and she steals your soul, cuts off your balls and leaves you in the cold. You can sample her wares and you can spend the night. She's got the best stuff around, it simply died. Dancing with her is like dancing with death, and there's nonstop porn on the TV set.
Tear to my eye.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really upset. Makes me think of family, and this next song also makes me think of family in all the wrong ways. Just give me a second to tune up. Not that this song needs to be very delicate sounding. And so this is about our communal grandma, and about a particularly embarrassing moment in history. I'll sing you all about it. Children, leave the room, please. Some clothes, but it was too late. We're all blind.
Okay, on that promo I put out on social media, I talked about new songs, and I wasn't kidding. Here's another one. Thank you.
saw her at the liquor store. She was bending over picking up change. Right above the crack of her ass was a broken heart surrounded with flames. Well, I knew I had to meet that girl and see the rest of that slutty tattoo. It was driving me completely nuts. There was nothing that I wouldn't do. Well, I said to her, my name is Godus. I offered to pay for her booze. Then I asked her if she needed a ride. How could I possibly lose?
More for you.
Well, I can only hope all the kids are in bed.
Well, if they ain't, Mom and Dad are going to shove them into the bedroom at this point.
That's right. Shut up and go to bed.
That's coming soon. To a stereo near you. In the meantime, Jeb.
All right, I'm going to take this brief opportunity to thank our stellar engineer, Joel Simchez, for making this happen. Huh.
hussy really stole my heart. I met her last week in the chicken shack, wearing yellow rubber boots and a 10-gallon hat.
Well, oh yeah! Farmer's daughter, she's good at what I taught her. Farmer's daughter, she's good at what I taught her.
Daddy cruised her home on a real short leash.
She had never been down to another beach.
I stuck her on a date to the county fair. Everyone could smell the cow poop in her hair. Oh yeah. Farmer's daughter, she's gonna wanna die.
One more for you, my friends, just one more, and it is a cover tune, and bet none of you can guess what this is. Well, all right.
It's too late. It hits you when you're down. It's a fool's game. Nothing but a fool's game. Standing in the cold rain, feeling like a clown. It's a heartache. Nothing but a until your arms break, and then she lets you down. It ain't right with love to share when you find she does not care for you. It ain't wise to love someone as much as I depended on. But a heartache hits you when it's too late. gets you when you're down. It's a fool's game, nothing but a fool's game. Standing in the cold rain, feeling like a clown. Yeah. Someone as much as I depended on you. Hey, it's a heartache, nothing but a heartache. Love it till your arms break, and then she lets you down.
Thank you, Somerville. Thank you, the world. We are Hicks.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Andy Abbott.
Being there every second of the show.
Good night.
This or that, but never the other. Don't believe what you can't decide. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Underground from the Amplifier Heads. Before that, Myopic Dystopia from the Endorphins. And then before that, we heard a live set from Hicks. And they're here for an interview. They got some notes. Maybe in case you were going to forget something or...
Yeah, because I'm that way. I forget easily. Hi out there, all of us. All of you.
Hey.
Say hi. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Merle. That's Merle.
Well, that's Merle, a.k.a. Tom. Merle Stanley Hicks. I am Dusty Numbnuck Hicks. Next to me is...
G. Otis Hicks.
And I'm Jeb Hicks.
Jeb was the founder of Hicks along with Arlo. You want to say a little about that?
Sure.
I'm sorry, I'll take away my southern accent.
Yeah, yeah.
My apologies.
This is actually might be the first time that we've appeared in public, not in character.
It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. So we decided to let people know who we really are.
Or, do we really want to do
or
that?
Or aren't.
Okay.
So, and, yeah, Hicks started... around 1999, if memory serves me correctly, and it was a way to put to bed ego-driven bands that we were part of at the time, and we were like, the hell with this, let's just write some funny songs and have some fun. And the first song that came out of the gate was one that I had written called Here's to Good People and to Fly Fishing. And Arlo Hicks, whose Christian name, by the way, was Raymond Crandall, and just literally a musical prodigy. There's not a probably not a day that goes by that I don't think about him and that I don't that he, what I learned from him as a musician, you know, permeates a lot of what I still do in this band. So anyway, yeah, and then you know one weekend we recorded Here's the Good People and to Fly Fishing, and then we wrote Roadkill, and we figured okay, we got a theme going, and I think by the end of that weekend we also had the name Hicks with two X's. You know, we were kind of trying to do like a an 80s type thing where bands use two X's in their names. The Fix, you know.
Fixin'?
So.
Except for that one, the band Kicks, they just had one X because.
Right. The trio.
Because they had the cereal that had the same name too. Kids would be, when they're like seven, they'd be like, oh, this is like a cereal band. So I have to listen to this. And so that's why they were so huge.
Did that band stay crunchy in milk?
Yeah.
Fair question.
That's why they were so huge.
Okay.
No, Huge is there's a different band from Worcester. There was a band called Huge.
There was?
Oh, no axes.
Really? So anyway, we spent about 2 or 3 years in Ray's basement studio in Goffstown, New Hampshire, which was a perfect environment to write the kind of material we did. And God, I lost track, but we probably wrote upwards of 60 songs during that period of time. And recorded all of them as well, so there's a lot of stuff in the Hicks vault that has yet to see the light of day on stage, and I don't know. We're going into a brief hiatus with the band. This might be time to unearth some of that stuff. Yeah. Okay, Dusty, go ahead.
So, Rich. This is actually, my name is Richard Mursky, a.k.a. Dusty Numbnuts Hicks. So I'm going to be on a brief hiatus, hopefully no more than 2 or 3 months. I have some difficulties with my hands, particularly my fretting hand. Anyway, there will be no Hicksgiving this year. I apologize for that. There will be a show that day. As far as I know, Hammered Saint, The Spackles, and Sex Zombies will be there, and Fast Tracks are now on the bill instead of Hicks. November 18th at the Midway, and all of us will be there to say howdy. We're sorry we're not playing. I am heartbroken, but I would rather have a hand that I can use than beat the crap out of it and not be able to use it ever again.
Us too.
Thank you. So this is my last gig for a while, if you can call it that. It's a show. It's a radio show. Anyway, I want to get this out of the way. I have some shout-outs, if I may.
That's what we're here for.
Wow.
Excellent. I'm going to say hello to the Hicks faithful, Bertha, Bubba, and Letty Mae Hicks. Hello, everybody. Shout hello.
Hey,
hello.
Bertha.
Bertha, Letty Mae, right. Bubba.
Next, I have Yixie and Lego Myron Marco Hicks. From rural New Jersey, right down by the Delaware. Then we have BF and Chickory Lee Marvin Hicks. We have Muck and Stevie. We have Willie Hickson. We have Malcolm Powder Hicks.
Dick Hicks.
Dick Hicks. We can't forget about Dick Hicks. And also, we have Chrysalis Hicks. Hello, Chrysalis. She's always chasing the sky, and I've been trying to do the same thing, except I've ended up wrapping cars around trees. So thank you, Chrysalis. Welcome to the Hicks fold. Anyone else?
I'd like to say hi to Amy Lou Hicks and Molly Lou Hicks and Gracie Gabagoo Lou Hicks and Winston Lou Hicks.
How about your other son?
And Big Jebediah Hicks.
Well, that's Jebediah.
That's
right
little
there.
Jebediah. Oh, that's the middle Jebediah.
Yeah.
Stonewall.
You okay there, Merle?
No.
Merle's no. Not okay.
No.
I'm the bass player.
Did you forget Uriah Hicks?
Uriah Hicks. I apologize, Uriah Hicks.
I'd like to wish a happy Wednesday night to Andrea Buttercup Hicks, who's over at the homestead.
Hi, Buttercup.
Love you, Buttercup.
Hello to Connor and Nicole up on the third floor.
And to Catherine and Bob Hickson out there in New Jersey.
I think that's... Oh, go ahead.
No, that's about it.
Okay.
So I'm kind of suspicious of this Hicks family.
Why?
I think like they all have the same name. It's kind of weird with a family like that. I think that it might be some kind of inbred family.
Well, we got lots of sister cousins and uncle dads for sure.
Sure, it's cousin love.
You know, speaking of Hicks, members of the family, with no further ado, we have to officially welcome Gotis Hicks on drums and
great,
Merle
great
Stanley
on
Hicks
drums.
On bass.
Thank you.
Welcome
thank you.
To the fold,
thank
brethren.
The newest members
it is
of the
an
Hicks
honor.
Family.
You guys are doomed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Can't forget Andy.
Stonewall
Hicks. Stonewall.
You know, you'd be surprised, or actually you wouldn't be, at how many guys have joined this band and
never
not too
had
far
names.
Into it said... I enough. Can't do this.
I might be the only fixture besides Chris himself.
Fixture,
Chris is the founder. I have been with Chris about 19 years.
Which brings me to what I was thinking about before your illustrious shout-out list.
Okay.
So Hicks started out as basically a recording project with really no intention of bringing it onto the stage. And when Arlo passed, I ended up in a cover band, Johnny Plankton and the Sea Monkeys of Soul, with Richard. One thing led to another, and I hijacked Richard and John Landy,
Did you BF?
Did you shout out to BF?
Oh, I certainly shouted out. Yes.
Yeah. So I hijacked those two guys, and I was like, if one goes, I know the other's going to go too, and that was the beginning of the gigging band Hicks, and I think our first show was 2005 at the Kirkland Cafe.
Ooh, yeah.
I remember that place.
Courtesy of Mickey Bliss. Mickey, this
we love
this,
you, Mickey.
Mickey Bliss, how we love you.
He's sleeping, standing up right now somewhere.
So you know.
Everybody knows Mickey.
Yeah. Oh. There was one night at the original Club Bohemia at the Kirkland when he was bringing something down to the basement and he toppled down the entire flight of stairs, and we ran to the door. I'm all right. In his inimitable New England thick accent, I'm all right. Thank God, Mickey.
He'd fallen asleep while climbing down the stairs.
I plead the fifth. Anyway,
I think you can fall asleep anywhere if you just keep going.
Well, he paid a few visits with a combustible or two, you know, outside. So that might account for his getting a little sleepy at the board. But we love you, Mickey. Partake all you want.
Also like to send a big shout out to my boy Tim Philbin, who runs O'Brien's.
Oh, I know that kid.
Everybody knows Tim. One of the truly great impresarios in the music scene in Boston. That guy runs a club for the musicians and the crowd and not for corporate interests. We love Tim.
All right. All right, gents. Do you have any questions for us, or are you pretty much sick of us?
So, what's your favorite color?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Typically.
I always thought of having this, like, Yes cover band that was just horrible.
Called No.
Yeah. Like, so bad that you're playing the song, and then people in the audience are going, No! And you're going, That's it. They love us. They're shouting No.
I always wanted to have a band called Steely Eagles, which is basically Steely Dan songs done Eagle style, or Eagle songs done Steely Dan style.
Aren't they touring together this summer? I think they should try that. Both bands are on.
That could be a real cluster fudge.
I think you could do that with there's a band, their names, because you can't say their name. It's called AC. You could do AC in the style of Hicks. Hicks in the style of AC. You could do that.
We should tour with them.
Yeah, maybe get arrested and signed.
Are you going to talk about that gig? Hicks and Killslug at All Asia. When Seth Putnam paid us a visit, and he did not like the looks of me. He glared at me the entire time.
I'm having a senior moment. The lead singer of Killslug.
Larry Lifeless.
May he rest.
Larry
Lifeless.
He is indeed.
Yeah, we were blessed by the presence of Seth Putnam and Larry Lifeless on the same day.
I know.
That's a lot. That's like having two live bands on The Town with Mikey D in the same day, which we did.
Yes, we did. Yes, you did.
Yeah, and there was Huck, too, and Hicks. Like, we're doing all the H's.
Yes.
There's probably another one coming up the stairs.
Hullabaloo.
Yeah.
Huck, too, sounded great, by the way.
That was fun.
If they're still listening.
Sound awesome, Harry and company.
I think they're all named Harry.
Okay.
Kind of.
Because we're all Hicks, after all.
We are all named Hicks.
Three Johns and a mic.
Oh, that's the band Zipper, who you guys have had up here before, I think. Maybe not, I'm not sure.
We did have Zipper, I think.
Okay.
So, you guys gonna plug the non-existent Hicksgiving, just to shout out your friends that are playing.
Sure. Once again, November 18th at the Midway. It is a matinee from approximately 3:30 to 7:15-ish. It will be, hopefully, Sex Zombies, definitely on the bill, Hammered Saint, The Spackles, and Fast Tracks. We're still waiting to hear from Sex Zombies in New Jersey. They are well worth the wait.
Absolutely.
So you're saying we should go there right now and start waiting?
That'd be odd.
In a word, no.
That would be really odd.
There's a new band called The Long Wait, and I haven't seen them yet. I'm going to give it a while.
That was actually they're worth procrastinating for, as I understand.
All right. Thanks a lot, Hicks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, and great job on the drums.
We love WMFO, by the way. We
now and forever.
Try to ride the wave.
It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-41 or visit fatherhood.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We used to drive around in your mom's car, you crashed it now. We used to get day drunk and you lasted, yeah. If you name a location, I'll be there, yeah. Surfside beach and jumping with our clothes on. Then you got undressed in the parking lot. It's still my favorite spot. The best damn cigarette break we ever had. Smoking your parliament light and swearing it's the last. You used to call me a laugh, now you call me.
Thank you. So much sweeter, but now I know fiction from truth. You are a defeater, oh no. You are a defeater. You are a defeater, oh no. You are a defeater. You are a defeater, oh no. Defeater is a type of boy with the handsome face that feels no joy. 'Cause you can look in his eyes, but be aware he's no prize. Who might feel good in his own. Keep away, don't be charmed. He'll make you into a mess, stab you in the chest. 'Cause he's a deceiver. Don't be a believer. He thinks with his Peter. Oh, what a creature. Oh no. But he's your defeater. He's your defeater. Defeater, uh-oh. 'Cause I'm just a sensual who makes a lot of mistakes and gets a lot of ideas. Don't show emotions or self-control. He's just a cheater on the repeater. He thinks with his Peter. Oh, sure, oh no. But he's your defeater. He's your defeater, oh no. He's your defeater. He's your defeater. Ooh.
you put